If you haven't already had your temperature taken before entering a public building, you probably will. And Amazon and Walmart have been checking their employees' temperatures. But it turns out that temperatures aren't a foolproof way to check for COVID-19 cases. And adding another test might help. Sharon Begley has been reporting on this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And Sharon, we know fever is one of the most common symptoms of exposure to the coronavirus, but we also know some people are carriers with no symptoms at all, so no fever. And fever doesn't always mean COVID. It could mean something else. So what is this suggestion? What's this other test it suggested people might try?
So one of the most common symptoms of COVID, Robin, is the loss of a sense of smell. It's called anosmia. And something like 80% of people lose their sense of smell after they've become infected with the new coronavirus, either partly or completely. Some people are not aware of it if they are not, you know, particularly in tuned with the aromas around them. But with actual tests of their smelling ability, it turns out that, as I say, about 80% of people have lost their sense of smell. So that seems to be a pretty specific symptom of COVID, and one that more and more places are thinking of using as a test to augment the fever checks that you just described.
Couple questions, though. Are they saying throw out? They're not saying throw out the fever checks.
No, that's why I say augment. Just as fever checks can have false positives and false negatives, again, somebody with fever might have something other than COVID-19. Someone with a normal temperature might have COVID. So somebody who is, you can lose your sense of smell for a number of reasons, but they are fewer than the reasons that you might have a fever. As we all know, you can run a fever if you have an infection, you know, virtually anywhere. So the idea is, if you have these two, both fairly simple and inexpensive checks, then the hope is that you would catch way more people.
Yeah. And by the way, you tell us why it is that so many people lose their sense of smell. It's that the virus gets in the nose, right? You breathe it in and it kills some of the neurons there that are in charge of smell. You did it much more scientifically than I just did. But talk about how you test for smell, because you mentioned that there's a gold standard test at the University of Pennsylvania, smell identification test, it's called. And it uses all sorts of scents. How does that work? And how might a smell test for COVID work?
The basic idea, the Penn test uses about 40 scents, and they're very distinctive. It's things like, you know, kerosene. It's not something mild that you might miss. It's like, wow, that was kerosene. And the idea is that you put them on sticks and you ask people, A, do you smell anything? And B, what is it? So the hope is that maybe three sticks can be used for people entering a workplace, getting on a plane, et cetera. They would be asked, do you smell anything? And second, what is it? And in order to keep people from claiming that they can smell when they can't, there would also be a sort of dummy stick, something with no smell, because you want to be able to tell if people are saying, oh, yeah, I can smell, and there really isn't anything there. And actually, Robin, since I did the story, I've heard from a number of places that are deploying this as pilot programs, Mass General, other both healthcare institutions and workplaces that are saying, you know, this is pretty simple. We understand that fever checks are not going to do it, so let's try this as well.
We'll keep an eye on that. Sharon Begley with our partners at STAT on the thinking of adding a smell test to temperature checks for COVID-19. Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.